pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New information released about a New York couple who reportedly went missing during a Dominican Republic vacation. A Dominican newspaper speaking with local police finds they say the pair from Mount Vernon may have gotten into a car crash on the way to the airport. The 43-year-old husband and 32-year-old wife had a return flight that was set for March 27th, but they never made it to the plane. That Dominican paper reports that a car was found in a body of water on the route to the airport, but they've not positively identified the people inside. CBS scoring some high ratings for the NCAA Men's Championship basketball game on Monday night. An estimated 19 million people were watching most of the game, with the audience surging to over 23 million once they got to the overtime period. Top-seeded Virginia defeated Texas Tech to claim its first-ever crown. The numbers for CBS were 23% higher than last year's final, which was shown on three cable channels. And the space community is excited about the release of the first-ever photograph of a black hole to be unveiled today by the National Science Foundation at a news conference at 9 a.m. Eastern. The images will come from the Event Horizon Telescope, an international effort using eight linked radio observatories all around the world. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's congratulating the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his apparent re-election. As he left the White House for a trip to Texas this morning, President Trump said that Netanyahu won a hard-fought contest, quote, in good fashion, also expressing optimism about Middle East peace efforts. The president was speaking with reporters on a variety of issues, calling the Russia investigation an attempted coup that was started by dirty cops.
After wasting all of this money and all of this time with people that were haters, people that worked on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they found no collusion.
The president was leaving to head to Texas to promote American energy. During his stop in the Houston area, he's expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase.